I'm Kelly Burley, and this is Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis for Wednesday. Len Burns, the Cowboys basketball season seems to have turned the corner at just the right time.
They sure have. We had a seven-game losing streak that looked like it was dooming the season, but the Cowboys have come back in championship style and had four great wins, and go up to Ames, Iowa, and pick up a win with Iowa State and then do well in the tournament, I think, safely in the NCAA, the big dance. So I'm very proud of the team, and I congratulate them and Coach Ford and his entire staff.
Let's turn to a unique new initiative at OSU, and specifically it's the Easton Center for Talent Development that's helping to bring the talents of students to the surface.
Well, that's right. Our alum Joe Easton and his wife Monica have endowed this program, which is an incredible gift because it's so unique in that it recognizes that there's really more to there's more to it than just knowing the subject. It's knowing how to deal with people and how to conduct yourself in a professional manner. It's basically basic talent development, and Joe Easton is funding this for every freshman at the business school, and then sooner or later we hope that it's throughout the university. But it's, as I say, a very unique approach, but vitally important to the success of our students and pursuing their careers. So we really appreciate the Easton's generosity and are excited about the future.
And Burns, speaking of talent, an OSU student's talent was recognized in a once-in-a-lifetime experience last week at the White House.
Yes, Danielle Lee was chosen as one of 10 champions of change in America and was honored at the White House for her research and efforts in developing interest in teaching STEM subjects to African-American students. This, of course, is a major need in the United States. And certainly in Oklahoma. And so we applaud Danielle, and we know her research is going to make a big difference in the future of African-American students.
And turning to the arts, Burns, I understand your Stillwater home is displaying the work of an OSU student.
Yes, Maddie Prittner, one of our students at OSU, is extremely talented and has designed a number of costumes that were used in our opera performance of, I think it's Tartuffe is the pronunciation, this past November. And they are on display. The drawings are on display at the Wilhelm House. And now I think Maddie is heading to New York. She's obviously a very, very talented individual, and we wish her the best and appreciate all her great work.
And finally, Burns, it's one of OSU's oldest traditions. I'm talking about Varsity Review, and you were part of the fun.
I was indeed. I was in Varsity Review when I was in school here. I think I was in the back row and was told just to mouth the music, not actually. but in any event, yes, the sororities and the fraternities combined to design original performances and compete, and it's a great night, very exciting. And I encourage everybody to get tickets early next year because it's very popular and lots of fun.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.